Youth football is all about style and fun. And the NFL celebrates that through Play Football, an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents, with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?
Sala, here you are on a plane.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
On the air now. For some reason, I have a need to help this work for you.
No, you have 12 reasons.
Sent. No. I don't need to be so obvious.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
As we text him on the air.
Safe flight.
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests. Senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer, Seahawks head coach, Pete Carroll. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hell yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. I'm wearing green today because that's the color of money and color of the Jets and color of the Green Bay Packers. And also, I'm just showing off that I still have my shirt after finding the Rodgers party last night and paying for dinner.
Wow, look at you.
So, nah, that didn't happen. But good to see everybody right here on the Roku channel, and good to see everybody here for free, because that's the way it works on all Roku devices, select Samsung smart TVs. The Roku channel is free on Amazon Fire TV. The Roku channel is free on the Roku app, because the Roku channel's on it. And it's free at therokuchannel.com as well. Thrilled to have everybody listening to us on this terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, our podcast at the Cumulus Podcast Network. Get it? Where all podcasts can be acquired, and hit that subscribe button. We've got two great guests, Albert Breer in the middle of the show, and you can't get any more of a newsmaker than Pete Carroll, the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, choosing fifth overall, the one that just signed Geno Smith to a three-year, $105 million all-in contract that's worth $25 million per. They hit the sweet spot of a market that nobody thought that existed, which is a middle-tiered paid quarterback in the NFL. The Seattle Seahawks head coach, Pete Carroll, joining us in hour number three. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. Are you wearing green, too?
I actually am wearing green.
Look at that. Look at us.
Well, yeah.
How are you, DJ Mikey D?
I'm good. I have a green Notre Dame helmet in front of me. That's as close as I got the green.
Are you wearing free today?
Rich, please. I mean, serious.
TJ Jefferson, the candle's lit. What's going on over there, man?
Well, you know, on Wednesdays we wear pink, so I didn't get the green memo. So
okay, great.
I just did what was
good
there.
To have you here. Good to have everybody
here.
Great to have everyone. So,
truly,
as soon as we went off the air yesterday, as soon as we go off the air on Tuesday, the Baltimore Ravens announced an hour early, as a matter of fact, that they had franchise tagged Lamar Jackson. And the key was, how would they franchise tag them? And I had been mentioning over the last week or so that if I were the Ravens, I would non-exclusive franchise tag him. What does that mean? That means that he can go seek a deal with any team in the NFL that wants his services and could be able to, if they sign him and the Ravens don't match the offer, they would be able to acquire Lamar Jackson for two first-round picks this year and next. And they could tell Lamar, you go find your deal. Don't take our word for it. You go find it. And that's what they did. They non-exclusive franchise tagged him. Now, the owner of the Ravens, Steve Bisciotti, put out, you know, a statement talking about last year how much they love him. And we haven't heard much from him. We've heard from the coach. They love him. We've heard from the teammates. They love him. We've heard from the general manager. They love him. But not enough to give him the contract that he's apparently looking for, which is the Deshaun Watson, I want every penny guaranteed contract. Eric DaCosta, the general manager, saying in a statement that they haven't reached a long-term deal with Lamar. They'll use the franchise tag. There's many instances across the league and in Baltimore when a player has been designated with the franchise tag and signed a long-term deal that same year. We will continue to negotiate in good faith with Lamar and hopeful that we can strike a long-term deal that's fair to both Lamar and the Ravens. Our ultimate goal is to build a championship team with Lamar Jackson leading the way for many years to come. they have between now and middle of June to strike that deal. If they don't, then Lamar plays on the franchise tag unless he finds a deal with a team that has two first-round picks to offer in a row, in succession. We put a pin in that point for a moment. There's two ways to look at it. How in the world are the Ravens not coming to a deal with a guy who's a former MVP of this league, who's as good as he has shown? And a lot of people out there are saying as well, the fact that other teams out there have in fact not jumped already at the chance, but instead, as a matter of fact, on top of it, have come out when asked, I guess, by reporters, they're, are you interested in Lamar Jackson? They've said no. Peter Schrager, my colleague from the NFL Network, Fox, and Good Morning Football, within 5 minutes had a tweet saying that the Falcons are not interested. Mm-hmm. Lamar, as we all know, would be a rock star in the ATL. And they could use a quarterback, one would think. But the Falcons say no. Then J.J. Watt had a fascinating tweet, and I will read it to you. J.J. Watt came out, and he's confused. J.J. Watt said, why are all these teams so publicly, quote-unquote, out on Lamar Jackson, an MVP winner in his prime at the most important position in the entire NFL? What am I missing here? And RG3 and others are flat-out accusing NFL owners without coming out and saying the word collusion of colluding. Because they don't want to pay any quarterback in the league in the manner in which the Browns decided to pay Deshaun Watson. And the Falcons have already, one would think, proven that because they were in on Lamar Jack on Deshaun Watson with everything hanging over Deshaun Watson's livelihood and standing as a community member. They went out. They were in. And then all of a sudden, they were going to get him, and it was down to between the Falcons and the Saints, and the Browns were out, and then all of a sudden, the Browns are in and get him. Because they gave Watson a contract that no other owner in this league is willing to give anybody. Paying every single penny guaranteed to the tune of over $200 million, $230 million. Not willing to do it. You have to put a check in escrow for much of that money by league rules. Someone's going to have to cut a $200 million check for Lamar Jackson and put it into escrow. And on top of it, give up two first-round picks for a guy also, yes, 2019 MVP, has not finished the last 2 years healthy. You got to put it all out there. You're not just signing the 2019 MVP in 2023, fresh off of his MVP season. And you got to pay him a certain amount of money, and you got to guarantee it all, and you got to slice a big fat escrow check, and you got to cough up two firsts. Who out there is raising their hand saying, I'm willing? Well, let's check out the market. Let's do it. Again, under the tag that Lamar has now been, one will say slapped, right? Definitely, franchise tags are applied slapped for players who don't mind it, and they're slapped on players who don't like it.
Slapped.
All right, that's the phrase that we use in our world. So take a look at the first list I'm putting up there. The first list that we're putting up here. It's teams without a 2023 first-round draft pick, which means they can't be in on Lamar
right now.
Right now.
They're out.
And they could be on Lamar after this year's draft if they have 2024 and 2025 picks at their disposal. So Lamar can kind of wait till after the draft, one would think here. But right now, the Niners, Dolphins, most importantly, Broncos, Rams, and Browns out. Even if they wanted to be in, they can't be in right now. They don't have the pick.
Okay.
So take five of the 32 off the table right now. Next up are teams who don't need a QB. They just do not need a quarterback. Your Super Bowl teams, your AFC champion from last year, Bengals, your Bills, the Chargers, the Jaguars, and three teams that just signed quarterbacks, Geno Smith and the Seahawks. The New York Giants just gave Daniel Jones the money I told you they were going to give him.
Pay that man.
And the New Orleans Saints just signed Derek Carr. They're not in. That's nine more. That's 14 teams off the table.
Okay.
There's 32 teams in the NFL. You can keep doing the math.
Correct.
18 teams left.
18 teams left.
Now, this list is the one that is fascinating to me because these are teams that would blow everyone's mind if they went for Lamar. It would blow everyone's mind. Your Dallas Cowboys would blow everyone's mind. If they're like, you know, the Dak thing, we've seen how the Dak thing's worked out.
Yeah, that would be nuts.
Hey, Baltimore, how'd you like to make a trade right now? Dak for Lamar.
That's not going to happen.
I mean, that's why I'm talking about blowing minds.
Yeah.
Or Dak goes somewhere else, they get Lamar, and the Ravens figure out what they do next with the draft choices that they get. The Cardinals.
Yep.
Will that blow your mind? The Cardinals, while Kyler, fresh off that new contract, rehabbing? The entire NFC North would blow your mind. The Vikings, the Packers with everything going on, the Bears sitting there first overall. You're going to go for Lamar, use the first overall pick, or figure out another way where you don't give up the first overall pick, but you wind up with Lamar and Baltimore gets Justin Fields. Again, I'm not saying these things are possible other than the fact that we live on the planet and anything's possible. How about the Lions? Why would they go for Lamar if Jared Goff did what he did last year? Unless they're like, you know what, screw that. There's only a certain ceiling for Goff. Let's go for it. Then your Patriots, Chris, tapping out of Mac Jones for Lamar in New England with everything, the two ones, and pay him all that money. Guaranteed Kraft can cut that escrow check.
I would be shocked at that.
And the Steelers. The Steelers. Let's take the guy from within our division. Let's just take Kenny Pickett. Nice year, Kenny. Thanks for the memories. That would blow your mind, those nine teams. I don't think any of those nine teams are in the mix. So here's the actual, in my mind, right now, on this day, 1 week before the new league year actually begins, this is Lamar's market of teams who need a quarterback, have professed to need a quarterback, they're in the market for a quarterback. Who would take them? You got the Jets, the Raiders, everybody in the AFC South that's not the Jaguars, and everybody in the NFC South that's not the Saints and the Washington Commanders.
Oof. I think that's a good list.
That's your nine teams. Now, keep this up on the screen, if you don't mind, Mr. Hoskins. The Jets, they'd have to flip a 13th overall pick this year and a first next year and cut all that money for Lamar Jackson. The Raiders would have to give up the 7th overall pick this year and next year's first-round pick, and Mark Davis would probably have to go bald to sell his hair to afford Lamar Jackson. The Texans, the second overall pick and next year's pick.
Not doing that.
All right. The Tennessee Titans, the 11th overall pick this year and next year's first round pick and cutting them the check for Lamar Jackson. The Indianapolis Colts, 4th overall pick this year and the first round pick next year and all those Ursay dollars. He'd have to probably sell, what, like Eric Clapton's guitar pick and everything else?
He's got a couple.
You know, like John Lennon's glasses, whatever he's got.
He's got
the Falcons. The Panthers, the 8th and 9th overall pick, and next year's first round pick. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have Tom Brady on the salary cap this year for $35 million of dead money. I don't know how they'd be able to work it. Maybe they could. They have the 14th overall pick in the draft.
They have 19th.
19th overall pick. Yeah. Pardon me, I should wear my glasses. The Commanders have the 16th overall pick in the draft.
Oof.
So I'm going to sit here and say, if I'm a Falcons.
Got to think about it.
Yeah.
And even though they've come out and said we're not interested, I would say the same damn thing, too. I'm not paying him all that money. Guaranteed. I'm sorry. I think he's incredibly talented. But he didn't finish the last 2 years. Why? I need to know why he did not. My spidey sense has been going off like crazy of how everything ended between Lamar and the Ravens last year. I would want a deep dive. What happened in that training room, locker room, front office? Why didn't he finish the season? Why wasn't he on the sideline in Cincinnati? He was sick? Why is he sick? before I'm cutting all that money and giving up those first-round picks. That's why teams aren't in right off the bat. Now, I might be totally naive, head in the sand, and people are colluding, but the Browns are the ones who gave that deal. If I'm some other business in the same industry as the Browns, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not running my business that way. That's the Haslams. Lamar 2019, without the first round selections coming, you have to give up. Even Lamar 2019 with the first round selections would be worth it. Lamar 2019 with the first round selections, where I'm not cutting a massive escrow check, is worth it. Lamar 2023 hasn't finished the last two seasons and a two first round picks and a massive escrow check. I'd hit the pause button on that. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't anybody out there? You call me. 844-204-RICH. Please push back. I'd love to have a conversation on it. Because there is something that went down in Baltimore. I do not know. I have not put my finger on it. As you know, I heard a ton of crap at the combine. The Ravens thought he was coming back week 16. I know it. I feel it. He didn't. Things happen. But he didn't come back week 17, week 18, and then week 19. His guy, Snoop Huntley, is out there playing his ass off if he only went underneath
right
the fray on the goal line instead of trying to reach over the goal line. There is no fumble in the jungle or Sam Hubbard going the other way and wrapping things up. That might be a completely, entirely different conversation we're having about the quarterback situation. And his guy, Snoop, who loved him, or loves him, I shouldn't say, I say past tense because this is when I heard it, in the past, from his mouth, week 15, prior to Ravens-Browns calling that game on NFL Network, loves him. He wasn't there. Why wasn't he there? What's up with that? I have too many questions. So, If I'm Atlanta, I'm really thinking hard, but I'm also not in the building, and I may have fallen head over heels for Desmond Ridder. You could sit here and say, get out of here with that Desmond Ridder stuff. But teams have plans, and teams don't want to blow up plans, but they'll blow it up for the right person, and they have questions about Lamar, I guess. So, that's the market for Lamar right there. I just kind of broke it all down for you. Obviously, there's a 32nd team that we didn't put on the list there. That's the Baltimore Ravens.
Hmm.
It's the one team that's missing from those because they fit on two of the four boards that we just showed. They fit on the teams who do not need a new quarterback and teams who truly need a new quarterback if they get rid of Lamar.
Yeah.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Four of my favorite words that I get to say in front of the microphone. I told you so. Oh, I do enjoy it so. I really, really enjoy it so, especially when it's in the direction of the naysaying Christopher Brockman. It's really just one of my favorite things to do. He knew it was coming when he saw the news yesterday. He knew it was coming when he woke up today. Kissed his beautiful baby, goodbye, saying, have a good day, Cage.
Have a good day.
I'm going to work where daddy's going to take this one in the chops about Daniel Jones. Did you say that to him before you left work?
Yeah, okay. We didn't talk about
Daniel
Jones.
Weird. There is something that's Fruit Loops, that's for sure, and it's what the Giants are paying Daniel Jones. We're going to take that under advisement next. Albert Breer in hour number two and Pete Carroll hour three, and you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial throughout. Live on the Roku channel, this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. Rich Eisen here. At U.S. Cellular, they know phones are great, but they're not always so great for us. Sure, they connect us to so much, but they also distract us from, well, us. The us that actually laughs out loud with each other instead of just texting it. That knows being in the same room doesn't always mean being together. So let's find us again by putting our phones down for five. 5 days, 5 hours, even 5 minutes. Join U.S. Cellular in the Phones Down for 5 Challenge. Find out more at uscellular.com/findus.
Youth football is all about style and fun. And the NFL celebrates that through Play Football, an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents, with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Give us a ring right here. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Look, NFL owners are not wanting to pay fully guaranteed contracts, $230 million and north. The Browns were the outlier. And I think players are going to find I would put it this way. If Burrow asks for every dollar guaranteed and Herbert asks for every dollar guaranteed and Hurts asks for every dollar guaranteed and they don't get it, then you could sit here and wonder what's going on. But right now, there's just too many variables involving Lamar Jackson. How did everything end last year in Baltimore? He didn't finish the last 2 years. Would you pay him every dollar guaranteed and set that precedence for every other quarterback you're ever going to pay again that wins an MVP 3 years before their walk year? I don't know. That's a tough question to answer. It's a tough question to ask, that's for sure. Albert Breer coming up in hour number two, and you can call as well, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Four of my favorite words, I told you so. I love saying it. I don't mind being, how do I want to put this?
Humble?
I like being humble. I do like being humble.
And it's showing.
I do like being humble. I don't mind being wrong. How about that? I like being right.
Who doesn't?
I'll admit if I'm wrong. I'm totally happy if admitting that I'm wrong. I don't love it, but I'll do it.
You sometimes hold your wrongs too high. Like you should let them go sometimes.
Well, I mean, Giannis, trade for him.
Just let that go a little bit.
The Raiders are going to win the AFC West. That's half of the Mount Rushmore, right? Of my worst takes in the history of this program. But I keep telling you, the market, when you are a complete free agent and you have the hammer in your hand, when you hit the open market, like Daniel Jones was ready to do and threatening to do, and he was ready to go.
He should have let him.
The market will pay you. Okay? And Lamar, by the way, he can have a $40 million a year contract today. As long as, from what I'm hearing, again, he wants every penny guaranteed. I'm sure the Ravens would be happy to hand him a contract where he's the highest paid in the league. He struck it. The market gave. And Lamar took. Happy to do that. Happy to pay him like Daniel Jones. Happy to pay him like Mahomes.
That's just funny what you just said. Happy to pay him like
Daniel
Jones.
I know. Laugh all you want. But I keep telling you. And when you said, when the first words were that came out about Jones's negotiation is that he wanted $40 million plus. He wanted $45 million a year. And you heard what Andrew Brandt said. And you heard what Joe Banner said yesterday. He's going to get something that starts with a four. And to his benefit, the Giants had another guy who they need probably as much as him, if not more, hitting the free agent market as well. And if they couldn't strike a deal with Daniel Jones, they'd have to franchise tag him and Saquon would walk. Or they'd have to pay him, a king's ransom at the running back position. And I think any team would rather overpay their quarterback than their running back. You would at least allow that, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay.
Hey, man, anytime you can give a guy who's 21 and 31 $160 million, you got to do it.
I told you his number would start annually with a four.
You got to do it. I mean, look, congratulations on never winning another playoff game.
It would start with a four. And it does.
Great. It doesn't mean it's you should do it.
His contract details, 4 years, $160 million, $35 million more in incentives, $82 million over the first 2 years. That's an average of $41 million a year. You don't have to go to Duke like Daniel Jones to know that. $94 million virtually guaranteed at signing, whatever that means. His first year cap number, though, is around $19 million. So the phone.
When they say virtual rich, is that like Bitcoin or something?
I don't know. I don't know. Quite frankly. There you go. That's Daniel Jones' numbers. And I know everyone's going to be here. It's like Lamar's got to play on the franchise tag and whatever. Daniel Jones didn't say, I want to be guaranteed more money than Deshaun Watson. He didn't. The Giants probably would have told him, pound sand. And then they would have franchised Saquon, and he wouldn't be with the Giants in a spot where he likes the coach. The coach likes him. He's clearly seeing some signs of success. He likes living there. The folks in the city kind of like him. I'm kind of trying to give everyone the, because you will see this argument everywhere. Lamar's getting hosed. Look at Daniel Jones. The complete up until taking that snap against the Minnesota Vikings, down 7-0, and showing up like Colin freaking Kaepernick in a playoff game against an NFC North opponent on the road. Like, he showed up in Minnesota, Daniel Jones, like Kaepernick did in Green Bay all those years ago. He was that running / passing dominant. Prior to that first snap, though, complete, total, mediocre poster photograph of high draft choice that's hamstringing his team. They didn't even give him his fifth-year option pickup. And he's like, I'll show you. And Daboll came in with a plan and turned him into somebody who won a playoff game looking like that. Then we all know the carriage turned into a Philadelphia pumpkin. But be that as it may, Ravens would be happy to give him an annual salary of that and even more, because Lamar would deserve more than Daniel Jones. But if Daniel Jones took the same approach as we hear that Lamar is taking, which is, I want every penny guaranteed and I want it more than Deshaun Watson, that contract I view as a precedence as opposed to an outlier. Then Daniel Jones would be the one hitting the road. See what happens. At least Lamar's getting 32 and change. So, I told you. He would get paid that way.
You could tell me anything. It doesn't mean it's not stupid. And the Giants are going to regret this.
You think so?
Over under playoff wins in the next 4 years. A half.
I'll take the over on that. You don't think they win a single playoff game? You don't think so?
They are going to be so hamstrung by this deal.
One thing I would do if I'm the Giants is I'd pay Saquon. Let's figure something out there. Let's figure something out there, because you do have runway to do that. How do you think Saquon feels?
What was his franchise tag for? How much?
Is a running back franchise tag is
probably around 12, I guess. I would guess
not a lot. Oof. When it's compared, it's a lot. You know, if compared for to us walking around money.
Well, to us,
yes,
you know,
but
not you.
It's still a lot of money.
Yeah, but yeah,
franchise tag for running backs is $10 million.
Oh,
look out!
Oh,
Daniel Jones makes 40. He makes 10. He's restricted from talking to anyone. He's that valuable. Daniel Jones, you had to jump and pay him.
Guy with 15 touchdown passes.
Brother,
last year.
And how many to Saquon? How many were Saquon taking it to the house from like 30 yards plus out?
I personally feel this was a great move by the Giants. Simply because Daniel Jones is 1-5 against the Cowboys. So for me personally, this works out great, Chris.
Look at you.
This, statistically speaking, this is going to work out great for my
Giants
team.
Other choice, let him walk. Tell Daniel Jones, thanks for the memories. That they do become the first team that goes ahead, drafts somebody in the top 10. He was sixth overall. You know, we've been searching for that team that chooses someone in the top 10. The guy doesn't prove out significantly, does improve towards the end of his tenure, and they're still like, we're not paying you that money. We're going back to square one, and the New York Giants sitting at 26th overall. Forget it. You're not getting your guy this year, so what do? You go get Jimmy G, you run it back with him. Is that what you do? That's the options. You get Jimmy G, Jameis, because, you know, Aaron Rodgers isn't walking through that door.
Or you say, this is our offer, take it, or there's the door.
Well, the door. I'm telling you what the door, the option of door
no one else number is giving
was.
This guy $40 million a year.
Option two is to show him the door. There's door number, door behind door number one is this contract that we hammered out with your new representatives, by the way. So they got it done for him. And that's door number one. Daniel Jones accepted it. So far, door number one in Baltimore has not been accepted by Lamar. Door two for Lamar was last year's franchise tag, and now this year's non-exclusive. Right? So there you have it. Or last year's fifth-year option, and now he's got himself a franchise tag. That's door two for Lamar, and he's walking through it. And door one, I imagine, I would have to imagine, far and more enriching to him than Daniel Jones's deal from the Giants.
I would guess.
And he said no to door one. He's now going through door two. Door two for the Giants and Jones. Jones would have been free agent. Who would have taken him? Who would have valued him at $40 million a year?
I would hope nobody.
I don't know. He might have kicked some tires around. Although that's called, you know, a tampering window.
Negotiation period.
Might have gotten some sense of who would be interested in him. It's pretty much the same, if you don't mind, Hoskins, put that fourth board from our Lamar Jackson conversation in the first segment. Teams who truly need a quarterback, this would have been Daniel Jones's market. Jets, Raiders, Texans, Titans, Colts, Falcons, Panthers, Bucks, Commanders. You like any of those over the Giants if you're Daniel Jones at $40 million per? You take door one. He did. And he's smiling.
Well, of course he did. I'm saying if you're the Giants, shouldn't have been your offer.
Door two. I'm telling you what Jones's thought process was.
Of course Jones
signs
that.
Door two for the Giants is adding their logo to that board of teams in need of a quarterback, sitting there 27th overall, 26th overall in this year's draft, looking around and saying, who else? Who else? Jimmy G, Jameis Winston now is free.
Yep.
Do you trade for somebody else like Tannehill?
Mariota.
You go get him because Mariota, you know, because Daboll likes those running, throwing guys. Jones is better than them. He's your guy. The Maras love him. Thus, boom, $40 million. That's the reality of it. Door two would have been fascinating. The Giants, would they have taken door two if they were top 10 and Daniel Jones didn't have a super year and Daboll didn't turn into the coach of the year because of the way Jones looked and the way the team won? If they're sitting there 8-9, would they have taken door two? Maybe so. But the Giants got a taste of what the Jets are desperate for, which is a playoff season and a win. And I know they got curb stomped by the eventual NFC champs, but they advanced. They went into Minnesota and said, great season.
But you beat
great
the team
season,
that,
finally winning your division.
But you beat the team that everyone thought was a fraud anyway.
Does it matter?
Kind of.
No, it does not. And it helps for owners and season tickets and conversations around bars and around clubs
what
and things
Giants
of that nature.
What Giants fan is excited by Daniel Jones? I want to hear from you. You don't exist.
If you ask them today, not the same intensity as you would have on the night the Giants beat the Vikings on Super Wild Card Weekend. Oh, yeah. You saw exactly what they hoped out of Daniel Jones and had never gotten from Daniel Jones with the previous coaches and the previous front office people. Period. You saw in those four quarters that guy. Eagles are just a better team.
$160 million?
Yeah, it is. If you can build around and give him some.
One game out of 50? That is insanity. These teams running these organizations don't know what they're doing.
There you go.
You don't have to pay these guys this money. You don't.
844-204-RICH is number to dial.
Also, Rich, in a couple years, let's just say 2 years, that $40 million, when you get into the, I guess, the payroll structure, I'm not a math guy, but isn't this going to look like probably a decent deal 2 years ago from now when you've got a bunch of guys making for if you said it's their time to get paid, right?
You heard what Joe Banner said yesterday, right? That Mahomes' 10-year deal right now is incredibly team-friendly, that Mahomes could have just done a 5-year deal and hit the open market again and killed it.
Yeah.
And instead, it's 10 years. I mean, he said he's, and that's what his point to Lamar is, like, you're young enough that you will make all the money under your contract. It may not be all guaranteed, but you're going to earn it. You're going to earn all of it if you stay healthy and don't, you know, have your career ended. Yeah. All you got to do is just play.
And also with Lamar.
And you will collect. You will get it all. So what you're making a stand for isn't worth the franchise non-exclusive tag and sitting out there year to year and everybody wondering if you're missing the end of the season because you're pissed or you're like, I'm not going to put it all on the line here for a team that's not giving me the contract that I think I deserve in a division where I just saw Deshaun Watson with a ton of crap on his head that he's never been charged with. He's done nothing but live his life to the utmost of class,
yeah.
Lamar Jackson. You see kids in Baltimore? I've seen him around kids. Are you kidding me? And somebody else in the division is giving that much money guaranteed to Deshaun Watson? I totally understand him saying, I deserve that. But Kyler Murray didn't do it, and Russell Wilson didn't do it. His answer could be, then why should I do it? Screw you. Well, in the world of the NFL, he's kind of learning what that approach is getting him. And right now, it's a clearly deflated market. People are saying it's illegally deflated. But I think they're also conflating the fact that this isn't just the 2019 Lamar. It's the 2023 Lamar with questions about his durability and his want to based on the contract. Fair or not? Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. We'll take your calls when we come back.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all gel fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Monster.com can help you win your job hunt if you're looking for a job. You get your resume, just upload it to Monster.com and watch all the good things happen. Because when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can already be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. There's millions of job openings, great coaching, great career advice, to give you the strong performance when it counts. And obviously when it counts is when you're trying to get a new gig. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and then knows how to match you with those job fits. And when you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. And that's just half of it. Go check it out for yourself. It's time to get off the bench, get in the game. Go to Monster.com and win your job hunt today. Monster.com. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. All right. You asked, Chris. You wanted to hear from him. Evan in Portland, Oregon. How are you, Evan? How you been?
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, Evan? You have the floor.
Yeah, I just, Chris, man, all right, I'm not going to come at you with stats. I'm not going to come at you with, like, facts or anything like that. All I'm going to say, man, it's right now, Wednesday the 8th, 10 a.m., basically.
Yep.
I'm going to call you back a year from now, and you're going to write me an apology letter talking all this smack about Daniel Jones.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to want a handwritten apology letter, too.
I'm sorry
for my bad opinion, and you were right. Daniel Jones is a good quarterback and worth the money.
So it would start, Dear Evan, right?
Yep.
Dear Evan.
Your last name's not Hansen, is it?
Nope.
Okay. Very good. Because if that was the case, we'd make a great musical out of you writing an apology letter to Dear Evan in Portland, Oregon, to say, I'm sorry about my bad take on Daniel Jones. That's the first line?
Yep.
Okay.
And that he's worth it?
Yep. And I tell you what, if I'm wrong, I will Venmo you for a steak dinner of your choice.
Oh!
Whoa!
Do I get to pick the restaurant?
Yeah, you don't want him to go to Mastro's out here.
Please, it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. Evan?
Be reasonable with it, okay.
Of course.
Okay.
All right, Evan.
All right.
Deal. So today, March 8th.
Deal? All right.
And understand,
one year,
Evan.
One year I'm calling you. I'm putting my calendar right now.
Evan?
Adam, get Evan's number.
Now, what is, I guess, we need to hammer this out. What would be considered a success for Daniel Jones?
They have to win a playoff game this year.
Same season as this. Hey.
Same.
Playoff win. Mm-hmm. Playoff win. I would say that.
Playoff win
or better.
Do you accept that, Chris? Because that would already obliterate your 0.5 of the over-underline of the amount of games that Daniel Jones will win in the postseason, his entire new contract.
So, he has to play well in the playoff win. He has to be the reason they win.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, making the playoffs, period, would be... Okay. Is that fine with you, Evan?
Yeah. You know what? I'll even have it be Chris's opinion of what well is.
Oh, wow. He's leaving it to you.
You know, we got to appease him.
And understand this, Evan, that you're also in good hands with Chris if you wind up losing. Because this is, if you're a fan of this show going back to its inception, you may not be. We're getting a whole new audience thanks to our Roku channel relationship now. Chris lost a bet years ago, or maybe our first year on the air. You were so upset because you owed somebody a lunch and a sports drink. You were so upset that the sports drink that was chosen was a few dollars more than any other sports drink.
$5.
See, he thought he was being gouged on the sports drink. Okay, so he's not going to hurt you.
So mad.
All right.
All right. All right. I like that.
All right. We're now going our separate ways. Thank you, Evan. Great call from Portland, Oregon. March 8th, 10 a.m. Pacific time. He calls in right around 10 a.m. Pacific time, 2023. At this moment. Next year, please tell me it's got to be a weekday, right? We'll be on the air.
Oh, it'll be a Thursday.
Well, should be, right? Okay, very good.
By the way, Portland, Oregon, hotbed of Daniel Jones fandom.
Hey, man, there's transplants everywhere, but Evan could be a Dookie.
It'll be a Friday next year.
It'll be a Friday of next year.
Yep, 2024.
Okay. Tune in on the second Friday of March next year. It's going to be lit.
Evan's only problem is getting Brockman to actually pay the bet off if he loses. That's like the only thing that Evan really would have to worry about.
He hasn't paid you the $20 yet.
I gave up on that money.
Chris, how could you not? It's electronic. Like, you don't even have to hit the ATM anymore.
I offered to do that. He didn't want the electronic payment.
I remember him paying me for Girl Scout cookies. I don't remember him offering to pay this bet off.
Still.
You know.
That's right.
I said I can just Venmo you. Go, no, I want the cash.
Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah.
Newsflash.
I don't care cash.
Are you selling Girl Scouts cookies here?
Cash?
This was like 2 months ago.
TJ, I still owe you.
Where was
that.
I?
You might not have been here that day.
What do you mean I wasn't here that day?
2.0.
You selling Girl Scout cookies
Pizza
and you didn't...
Gate 2.0.
The goddaughter was selling Girl Scout cookies.
I would have been more than happy to clean you out of whatever she needed. Those are good. That's
good
stuff. The Thin Mints.
Oh, yeah.
Tagalongs.
Mike got like eight boxes of tag alongs.
All right, so you're taking care of.
I got to pay you right now.
Don't put me on a pay no mind list when you're selling Girl Scout cookies.
I don't think you were here that day. Because there hasn't been summer. Because I remember sitting here yelling out, anybody want Girl Scout cookies?
Is this Ashton's kid too?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm paying Ashton Kutcher's kid by paying you?
Yeah.
Well, you're paying me.
What's the matter?
I'm paying TJ. This is good.
Doesn't matter.
It's cool though.
Okay. There are people who believe
I've never been more confident in a bet in my whole life.
Now, this is very important. This is very important what I'm about to ask you, TJ Jefferson. Very important.
Oh, boy.
I couldn't have stressed the importance more.
This could go anyway.
Oh, God.
Would you like it, even if it affects your Cowboys, to see the Giants win a playoff game and have Brockman write an apology letter to Evan in Portland, Oregon? Would that give you more joy, or does your Cowboys' distaste of the Giants completely overcome all of it?
Okay, now we're going to say that this has nothing to do with Dallas, like the Giants didn't beat the Cowboys or anything.
The Giants performed, like, look, this year the Giants didn't get in your way.
Yeah, so.
But you do reside in the same division.
We do.
And if the Giants succeed and make the playoffs, it is entirely possible it does affect your Cowboys' happiness.
Yeah,
but knowing that.
That's tough.
Watching Chris Brockman have to handwrite a letter of an apology to some guy's never even met, calling him out for a terrible take. I kind of think that's kind of supersede, you think?
Well, of all the teams I hate, I like the Giants the most out of all of them. So I'd be like, yeah, okay. I'd like to see.
If this was Eagles, it'd be off the table.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't care. But the Giants are okay.
I thought you were going to offer him the same bet.
Which is what?
For Dak.
Well, this ain't got nothing to do with me, though.
No.
I know, but we're making it.
I'm talking
about
you. I want to see you write this letter in the worst way.
I'd like to have to see him.
You guys are now Giants fans?
We'll make a video of you actually sitting down and writing it out.
I've never been more confident.
With a Jack Handy-type music behind it.
Yeah, I've also got one of those feather pens, Rich, I've got one of those feather pens, like a plume.
Yes.
He could use that to pen the letter.
We should have asked it. Do you know calligraphy?
I took a calligraphy class in the seventh grade.
Should we get parchment?
The pen's here somewhere, I'm telling you.
Take the pen. All right.
I usually use it to sign all my tax forms every year.
Boy, do we have a lot to talk about with Albert Breer.
Breer.
Do we ever.
Breer.
Get me Albert Breer on the phone. That's next right here on the Rich Eisen Show with Pete Carroll behind him as well.
Gosh, I've never been more confident.
Are you Googling steakhouses near you right now? Or?
Oh, there's a great one.
Where?
Next
the valley?
Where
in the valet?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Monaco's up there?
Great one down the Davenport. It's right down the street.
Okay.
Remember when Joe Hayden was here? That's where he had went.
Okay.
For his birthday.
So good, you're good. You've got it.
I'm good.
Don't hurt him.
I'll meet you at Mastro's.
But I think the Giants are going to take a step forward, brother. Kenny Golladay, they're getting rid of him.
Golladay.
Do you know how much money they could pay Daniel Jones fresh off of Golladay not being on?
And what if the Giants go 7-10 the next 2 years? Then what?
Well, you'll get a nice steak dinner. That's number one.
But then what? Then what about this deal? And
then
Daniel
they
Jones?
Will find out who the next quarterback is. Then they'll move on.
Then why did they do it in the first place?
Because he did what he just did, and Daboll is your coach. He's coach of the year. Why is he coach of the year? Because he rolled the dice in week one.
One good
and
game.
He put his Daboll's on the line, and they kept on winning games.
His Daboll.
And part of the reason why they kept winning games is because Daniel Jones played out of his skull. And if you're the owner of the Giants, you're like, okay, let's run it back. And we'll franchise tag Saquon, and we'll put a quill in Chris Brockman's hands.
I'm going to find it during commercial break.
Fantastic. Like a Dangerous Liaisons clip.
Daniel Jones has 36 touchdowns in the last 3 years. Mahomes had 41 this season.
Can't wait. Hashtag.
No one in the wrestling business has experienced the trials and tribulations, along with redemptions and longevity, quite like Jeff Jarrett. Come along for the ride on the My World with Jeff Jarrett podcast.
They didn't really brand belts in the heyday of boxing. You know, Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard. I mean, they had them, but along comes sports entertainment, professional wrestling, and now it is truly a part of pop culture. They've just branded what it looks like to be a champion.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.